Imagine being taken into the hospital, given drugs you don't know anything about, and told you're being taken into surgery. No, I'm not talking about a car accident. I'm talking about having a baby. Recently, women across the country came together in over 170 locations for a coordinated rally to improve birth. The idea? To increase awareness and support for evidence-based maternity care.
I am Abigail Lannon-Eves, certified nurse midwife and executive director of Dada Luz Birth and Health Center. And we are here because our birth outcomes in the United States do not do women and babies well. And we need to improve what we do while women are pregnant and when they're in labor to have better outcomes for moms and babies.
I was asked to speak at the Albuquerque rally, which took place at Dada Luz Birth and Health Center. We need all women, men, and providers to expect respect and compassion in childbirth. And over the next half hour, you will hear from health professionals.
A broader cultural change just about the way that we view birth, and then there also needs to be change within our hospitals, and there also needs to be a change in women themselves, reclaiming that power and trusting themselves and moving from a base of fear to a base of power.
As well as a mother.
One of the biggest reasons I wanted to get my care and have my birth here was because I didn't want to be face-to-face with a stranger when it came time to push a baby out.
And we will look at some of the ways attitudes toward birth have changed and how birth is perceived.
We all read the pregnancy books and we all talked to each other, but the one thing we really didn't have is a good sense of the context for whether childbirth today was better, was worse, was different from other countries. I think that especially being an American woman, we have this sense, an arrogant sense really, that the way we do things in this country are the best in the world. And I was actually quite shocked to find out that that was not the case.
Tina Cassidy is the author of Birth, The Surprising History of How We Are Born. Before we look at the whole issue of childbirth and care, I thought it would be interesting to put into historical perspective. How much has birth practice changed over the last 100 years? Tina's book explores the physical, anthropological, political, and religious factors that have and will continue to influence how women bring new life into the world. I asked her for a brief history of how birthing practices have changed over the last 100 years.
Most of the changes in childbirth have happened over the last 100 years. Really, in the late 19th century is when things started to change. Before that, most women everywhere in the world and every culture gave birth at home, supported by women around them, whether it was a trained midwife, a traditional midwife, a lay midwife, a neighbor next door, another woman who had given birth, her own mother or grandmother. So it was a very similar scene almost everywhere. But it started to change when Queen Victoria decided she was going to use anesthesia for childbirth, for pain relief, in the late 19th century. And then it became an elite sort of status symbol after that. And that's what really moved birth from the home to the hospital, because doctors were coming on the scene because only they could administer this anesthesia. Which is basically, a little bit of ether dropped onto a handkerchief and then smothered over the mother's face. That's how rudimentary it was. But maternity hospitals started to support anesthesia births. Before that, the only women who gave birth in hospitals were women who were destitute and had no family or support system. Often they would be prostitutes or orphans. Really the sad cases, not the upper-class women who sought a doctor's care as opposed to a midwife's care just so that they could get pain relief in childbirth. So the first 50 years of the 20th century were really about the great migration from home to hospital. And once they got to the hospital, a lot of women started to realize that it wasn't as great as they thought it was going to be because of different kinds of anesthesia practices, including twilight sleep, which became popular in the 20s, that many women never remember childbirth, and they would have to be strapped down on the beds and wear the equivalent of football helmets so they didn't hurt themselves during labor because they would be so out of it on this drug. And it was a scary sight. My grandmother, in fact, had twilight sleep, and, you know, there were some very strange stories and pictures if you look them up. So that was really the kernel of the natural childbirth movement. Women decided that they literally wanted to be unshackled from this cloud, from the fog of birth, from being drugged. Because actually what had happened is once, birth did make that switch to the hospital, women actually didn't have a choice about whether or not they wanted pain relief. They got it. That was the only way they did childbirth in the hospital. So the natural childbirth movement really sprung up, began very early in the 50s, didn't become a little bit more mainstream until the 60s and 70s. And that's around the time that you started to see midwives coming back on the scene, and you started to see birth centers opening in hospitals because it was consumer demand. Women were saying, you know, we want a different environment in the hospital. We don't like this. And then I would say we entered the epidural phase where with the twilight era of sleep, this was when women were looking for the freedom to vote, to wear pants, frankly. And so they were also looking for the freedom from the pain in childbirth. So twilight sleep gave them that. But then they wanted to be, sort of with this second wave of feminism, they wanted to be free from the shackles of unknowing, from experiencing childbirth. They wanted to be more complete women. And then I think in the 80s, into the 90s with the epidural movement happening, that was a reflection of women wanting it all, that they wanted to experience childbirth completely, but they didn't want to deal with the pain. Now I think we're sort of moving into yet another phase where we're swinging back a little bit more towards natural childbirth, and I think that that is a reflection of, you know, greater environmental awareness, greater concern about drugs and chemicals in our environment, and it's manifested in many different aspects of our society today. So I think that, you know, over the course of the last century, you can really see how the pendulum swings back and forth because it is a reflection of the time that we live in every case.
Tina Cassidy, author of Birth, The Surprising History of How We Are Born, talking about the history of childbirth. And that brings us nicely to the present and back to the rally I mentioned in the beginning. The pendulum has well and truly swung back, and today women have more choices than they are often aware of. The improving birth movement is about women becoming aware that they are capable of making safer, more informed decisions about their care and that of their babies. Lauren Oberholzer is one of the nurses at Dar Alouz Birth and Health Center, and she explained more about the reasons women were at the rally.
We're advocating for evidence-based care and humanity in childbirth. One in three babies is born in C-section in this nation at this time. 9 in 10 women receive care that's not supported by the evidence that actually puts them at more risk than good during their labors. Moms have a right to make their own decisions about their care, to have full information, to have safer options. They have a right to informed consent and refusal, and that's why we're gathered here today.
When we say evidence-based care, that we're rallying for evidence-based care, I feel like you're talking about things that people just take for granted, that they can't, you know, eat while they're in labor, they can't move around while they're in labor, they can't drink while they're in labor. I feel like people have accepted that. Like, that's normal practice.
Today, it really is normal practice, but that doesn't mean that that's a normal way to support birth. It's what we expect, but it's not what we should expect. What we should expect is to have our care based on scientific research that's supported through decades and decades of research. It shows that we have better outcomes for moms and babies when we do allow women to eat in labor, to move about, when we don't induce moms for no medically indicated reason. Just being 39 weeks or 41 weeks is not a scientifically supported reason to induce a woman into labor. Not allowing her to move about, we know, increases her need for pain relief, for medicine to give pain relief, instead of using somebody like a doula or getting more support from their staff. These are things that we know improve outcomes, and that's what we're here to do today, is to speak up to improve outcomes.
What is it going to take to change things?
You know, it's going to take leaders in birth. It's going to take women standing up for their rights, saying what is wrong with this system here, that the first thing my doctor is talking about is when I'm going to plan my induction or when I'm going to plan my C-section. Why do I feel like my birth was not respected? Why do I feel like I lost something? When women start asking these questions, they look into those answers and they see that things aren't happening the way science actually shows they should. And that we've lost that part of birth in the United States. And women are the ones who are going to take that back. And movements like this around the United States right now are what are making a difference in hospitals at local levels.
Lauren Oberholzer, one of the nurses at Dara Luz Birth and Health Center, explaining the reasons women felt the need to add their voices to the rally to improve birth.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Abigail Lannon-Eves has been a midwife for 11 years and is also the director of Dara Luz Birth and Health Center, where the Rally to Improve Birth took place in Albuquerque. Abigail says the rally is crucial to raising awareness of birth outcomes in the United States. She says current birth practices are failing both mothers and babies.
We need to improve what we do while women are pregnant and when they're in labor, to have better outcomes for moms and babies.
Now, when you say we need better outcomes, why do we need better outcomes? Aren't moms and babies okay?
Well, overall, some moms and babies are okay depending on the care that they're getting. However, our country right now has the highest cesarean rate of any industrialized nation in the world, and we also have worsening maternal mortality rates specifically. So we've recently seen that the number of women who are dying from birth has risen and the number of cesareans has risen, and we can pretty safely say that that's the causation, that the more cesareans you have, the more surgery you have, the more chance that a woman has to die.
What does it mean to you to provide the kind of care that you so strongly believe all women deserve?
So first and foremost, I believe that women do need compassion and holistic care. We need to be thinking about not just women as they give birth physiologically, but where they are mentally and emotionally in that process and during their pregnancy in that process. And when you give women care that is centered around each individual person, then their outcomes will be better. I believe in evidence-based care because I believe in reducing risk for moms and babies. And I really believe in the studies that we're doing, and I really believe that we have very good information now as we're trying to get to better birth outcomes in this country, to follow those studies, to follow the research when the research is good.
And when you follow a woman from prenatal care through her actual birth, how does it make you feel to be a part of her very important event?
It's almost indescribable. It's what I've always wanted to do from the time I was a very young girl and I knew that I wanted to be in birth. I understood that having that relationship from the beginning all the way through the end, whatever that means, was what I wanted and what I knew I wanted to give women. It's just a really humbling feeling, I think, more than anything. I had very special care when I was only 20 years old with my first baby, and I think that every woman deserves that, even if she wants an epidural, even if she wants to have a hospital birth, she deserves to know who's going to be there on that most special day. It really is hard to describe how it feels, but it's beautiful and it's humbling and it's very empowering for me to continue to do it.
Abigail Lannon Eves, midwife as well as the director of Dara Luz Birth and Health Center, where the Rally to Improve Birth took place in Albuquerque. It's important to make clear that this movement is not about natural birth versus medicated birth. It's not about hospital birth versus home or birth center birth. It's about making sure we as women know we have the right to full and accurate information about our care options, including potential harms, benefits, and alternatives. Sarah Bautista is a doula, which is a labor support person, and she says she's seen things happen in hospitals that have upset her during her career.
I think that women want better options, and doulas can help offer women, can help describe what those options are. We can open doors, but we can't walk women through those doors. And I think that there's a lot of fear in our culture. We present birth as something that is feared. Women are made to believe that their bodies are not capable, that our pregnancies and labor and post-labor must be monitored and managed at every step. We've really gotten away from trusting our own instincts and recognizing that we have an innate wisdom within our bodies. And so I think it's vital that we start to shift that culture and women take back that power and recognize that they are capable of birthing their babies and they are the experts on their own bodies.
And you said you saw some things that made you sad. Can you describe something?
Sure. Just women having, being disrespected in labor, being told, no, you cannot do that in terms of moving how they want to move or eating when they're hungry or drinking when they're thirsty. Moms and babies being separated because of following protocol rather than following evidence-based guidelines that say that a baby is safest on its mother's chest and a baby will regulate its own oxygen and temperature on its mother's chest. Instead, watching them being, like I said, separated and mothers struggling then to breastfeed. And after the birth, mothers being told, you're not making enough milk and you have to use formula or you're putting your baby at risk, instead of recognizing a normal process that sometimes does take a little bit of time. And I think that I've witnessed human rights violations that are very sad as a doula, and it's hard. It's hard to see that.
So you're here to try to make a change in the culture of birth.
Yes.
How?
I think that there needs to be a broader cultural change just about the way that we view birth. And then there also needs to be change within our hospitals. And there also needs to be a change in women themselves, reclaiming that power and trusting themselves and moving from a base of fear to a base of power.
Doula Sarah Bautista talking to me at the Rally to Improve Birth, aimed at increasing awareness and support for evidence-based maternity care. I was asked to speak at the rally. Yes, I'm a mother, but I've also worked as the director of New Mexico's first women's health office, and so I know what it is to have a foot in both camps, that of a woman having a baby, and also that of a policymaker.
So we're rallying here today to bring awareness to a problem and give voice to a solution. There's a lot of room for improvement in our maternity care system. Respect and compassion in childbirth are not luxuries. They're a human right.
They're a human right.
There's no question in my mind that when a woman needs an intervention, she should have access to the highest quality care. But our system is not designed to be mother or baby friendly. It's designed to be doctor friendly. In order to change this and guarantee all women the respect and compassion they deserve, we're going to need leadership in all shapes and sizes. We need leadership on the part of women and mothers. We need leadership on the part of policymakers, providers, and medical schools. We need leadership on the part of spouses, partners, and fathers. And we need a healthcare system that recognizes that pregnancy and birth are normal life processes. We need leadership from all these folks to stand up and say, we want a mother-friendly hospital, birth center, or home birth service that offer all birthing mothers unrestricted access to birth companions, labor support, and professional midwifery care.
Here, here.
If we can implement this woman-centered model of care, we will reduce the incidence of birth injury, trauma, and cesarean section. The evidence tells us that mother-centered care is best for baby. We need all women, men, and providers to expect respect and compassion in childbirth.
We've been hearing from professionals and what changes they feel need to be made in labor support and birth practices. Though many of them are mothers as well, I still wanted to know more about what makes a good birth for the mother. Liz Foster had her baby at Dara Luce Birth and Health Center.
I had my baby Donovan here in November of 2012. And I had all my prenatal care here leading up to that. It went as well as I could possibly have imagined. I did most of my laboring at home. Not on purpose, but because I think I was in denial that I was in labor. I came here and was already 8 centimeters, and was, you know, definitely feeling it, but still pretty comfortable. Checked in for birth. I had him in the water, which was my hope, but not necessarily my plan. About 3 hours later.
And do you think that being prepared and having all of your care with the midwives at Dara Luce helped you prepare for that moment? Or do you think it was going to be that way anyway?
Well, I guess one of the biggest reasons I wanted to get my care and have my birth here was because I didn't want to be... I didn't want to be face-to-face with a stranger when it came time to push a baby out, if possible. I wanted to, you know, be with somebody that I knew on a first-name basis. I think that made all the difference in the world, you know. I can't imagine having to introduce myself to someone who, you know, go straight into delivering a baby. We had an established relationship. I think it made things a lot more smooth.
And how long did you know to stay at home? I mean, when did you think you really needed to come in?
I was on and off the phone with the midwives the night before and earlier that morning, just to kind of check in and let them know where I was at, you know, sensation-wise. I knew that once I got here, I would have 24 hours to get the job done, so I wanted to spend as much time at home as I possibly could in case it took longer than I expected.
And what does it mean to you to have had that experience? Can you talk about the feeling of being able to have the kind of birth that you wanted? How are you
feeling? Oh, man. Now I'm going to get all weepy. Having my care here made all the difference in the world. He was a surprise, to put it, you know, positively. but I mean, virtually all of my positive feelings about pregnancy kind of grew up around my care here. It made every difference. I can't imagine another experience. I know people have positive experiences with transfer or, you know, in a hospital setting from the get-go, but I don't think I'd do it any other way.
Liz Foster talking about having her baby at Dara Luce Birth and Health Center.
She's got a baby inside and holds her belly tight all through the night, just so she knows she's sleeping so safely to keep her growing.
The Rally to Improve Birth is just one of many things going on around the country to improve health outcomes for moms and babies. If we can implement the woman-centered model of care that we heard so much about today, we will reduce the incidence of birth injury, trauma, and cesarean section. The evidence tells us that mother-centered care is best for the baby. For more information and links on today's topic, go to collectiveactionstrategies.com. Join me every second Friday of the month and mark your calendar for October 11th to tune in to Well Woman Radio. Well Woman Radio is produced by Christina Perry and Giovanna Rossi. Theme music was composed and performed by Paul Presley. You can find a podcast of the show at prx.org. I'm Giovanna Rossi for Well Woman Radio.